Sometime after 2, Tracy was ready. She'd loaded her shotgun and dressed in black. She took the sheet of plastic Celeste had given her, covered the car's front seat, then put on the rubber gloves. In her year-old maroon Pathfinder, she drove toward the Toro Canyon house, trying not to think about why. When she reached the back entrance, the gate was open. She turned off the headlights, pulled forward, put her arm over the seat, and backed up. At first, all went well as the car climbed the hill. But then, she hit a loose patch of gravel, and her wheels spun. She gunned it, praying the noise wouldn't wake Christina. Finally, the wheels caught traction, and the car pulled backward up the hill. At the top, she stopped, put the car in park, and turned off the engine. Picking her way through the trees in the darkness, she walked along the back of the house to the patio. The house was dark, and the windows looked like blank eyes staring back at her in the night. She paused, thinking about what she was there to do, and she felt ill again. For a moment, she flattened her body against the wall and listened. Around her, insects buzzed in the woods, and a slight breeze ruffled the leaves. The house was quiet. "I can't do this," she thought. For minutes, she stood statue, still, thinking, trying to find another way to save Celeste. "No," she thought, "this is the only answer. He'll never let her go. I have to do it. I promised. Stop thinking about it. Just do it." Holding the shotgun in shaking hands, she felt her way around the house, saw the pool shimmering in the moonlight, then the door. As Celeste had promised, it was unlocked and no alarm sounded. To save Celeste's life, she thought, as she let herself in.